Okay, Tezvav Amid Aleph 15:8-4, 12 lines in the end of the page. In the Mishnah says, Dinei Nefoshes, that when it comes to capital punishment cases, you need 23. And the Mishnah gave examples. For instance, if a beast sodomizes a person, or is sodomized by one, then because he killed the animal, you need to have a bezna of 23 to kill the animal. Okay? So the Gemara asks, so the Mishnah says, Dinei Nefoshes. The Gemara says, Kaposik Vitani, is the Mishnah just saying a blanket statement? Leishna Reva Zacha, Leishna Reva Nekeva, whether it's a difference between a man and a woman. It says, it's not necessarily true. Why? Bishleima Reva Nekeva, somebody, if a man behema does it with a woman, it says clearly, Varakta Sa'isha Vesa Behema, that you kill the woman and the animal. El Reva Zacha Minolon, how do we know that if an animal lives with a person, that the animal also, with a man, how do we know the animal gets killed? Because the Chumash, it just says if an animal lives with a woman, the animal gets killed. How do we know it applies to a man? So it says, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, like this, Kol Sheichev in Behema Yimais Yumas. Whoever lives with an animal shall die. Now, not the animal, the person dies. Imeina Inyan Le Sheichev, if it doesn't apply to the person, because the person, another Pasuk says, whoever lives with an animal, you kill him. So Taneo Inyan Lenishkav. And use it, therefore, there's a rule in Torah like this. If a Pasuk is said, and you don't need it for that because it already says it somewhere else, we use that Pasuk for somebody else, something else. So it says like this, whoever lives with an animal dies. Now, obviously, simply it means the person who lives with an animal dies. But that says already in a different place that whoever lives with an animal dies. So therefore, what is this pasuk teaching me? Whoever lives when an animal dies, it refers to the animal. Because it can refer to the person I know from a different pasuk. That if you live with an animal, you die. So why is the pasuk saying, again, whoever lives with the animal dies, it refers to the animal. If it doesn't refer to the person, to the man, because it says in a different pasuk, talk about it, it refers to the animal. But after Rachmana Balashin Sheikhiv, and the Torah says the word sheikhiv, la'akushe nishkav l'sheikh, to liken the one that lives and the one that gets lived. Meaning, ma sheikhiv, just like the one that lives with an animal. Hu behemti basim v'shleish, him and the animal get killed in a basin of 23. Af nishkav, the same thing. When the animal sodomizes the man, hu behemti basim v'shleish. In other words, where it says like this. Just like if when the man dies, he needs a bezin of 23 to kill him. So we learn now, the same thing with the animal, also in order to kill the animal, you also need a bezin of 23.
How about when a goring animal kills a person?
No.
Do you need 23 for that too?
Yep. That's going to say later. Shara Nisko, that's in the Mamish, the next piece of Gemara.
So what is the Isha doing here?
It says, because normally, clearly in the Pasuk, where does it say the animal dies? Only by a woman, not by a man.
I'm going to bring 23 tzaddikim, 23 people.
Right. So
you got to waste their time for one animal? That's how...
Animal activists.
No,
animal you sound like somebody that doesn't learn Chassidus.
No, I understand.
No. Let me explain something to you. Is saying Tillim a waste of time? Why not? You could be learning in depth. Like this. Like that. You know? Why isn't Tillim saying away? Do you know that many Gdolim think Tillim is a waste of time? It could be Steiging.
Steiging
is this. Or many people think that Shnai Mikvecho Targum being Mavid is said is a waste of time. What do? You read the Chumash twice, say Unklus, read the Chumash twice. You know, you could be Steiging, you could learn a Rambam.
Rabbeinu, this is different.
No. The answer is the same God that said to learn, this is where the whole mistake is. The same God that said to learn says to do this. The same God that says learn Tanya before davening says Shabbos Morchim, you say Tillim before davening.
One second.
The same God. When Hashem says a Bezdin of 23 needs to judge the animal, it's not a waste of time of tzaddikim. This is exactly what God wants. The same God that says these tzaddikim should go learn, the same God says these tzaddikim need to deal with the animal. Maybe it doesn't make sense. Why can't you have one guy just rule it's only an animal? First of all, somebody who lives in Beverly Hills shouldn't be asking that question. Because if a person needs a bezin of 23, then an animal needs a bezin of 333. Because animals are more important than people.
I see a lot of them on
Dohini. Okay, so I'm just saying. So, instead, so that's, this is what Hashem wants.
And also, we forget.
Why is that 23 and 3 is not enough to kill somebody?
No, I'm saying that the time that 23 tzaddikim can spend saving the life of animal is could be spent doing much more.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of saying Tillim, you could be learning. Yeah. But the answer is, this is what Hashem wants.
But also, an animal, sometimes it's a major capital of somebody. It's a major asset.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't... Yeah, if it fits somebody's possession. But in there, even if it's an animal off the street. Ownerless animals, the same thing. Okay. Shara Nisko, Besim Vishleisha. Now, the Dizan Shara Nisko. What's a Shara Nisko? A Shara Nisko literally means an animal that gets stoned. An animal kills a person, so the Torah says he killed the animal. If an axe gores and kills a person, you have to kill the animal. So it says, where do we see it? It says, where do we learn out that you need 23 to kill the animal? It says, Asher Yisakel, you stone the axe, but Gamba all of you must. And the owner is also put to death. Now the Gemara is going to learn, as we know Rashi says in Chumash, from the Gemara in many places, you don't kill the person. Okay, but the Torah uses the expression the owner dies, so he has to pay ransom for himself to redeem himself from death. Now, kamisus abaylim, just like if the owner would be put to death, kachmisus asher. Okay, that the animal also needs to die. Okay, now.
This is after he was glorified.
No, anytime.
No.
So now even a tam that kills a person, you kill him. Now, Amalei Abaye L'Rava, so Abaye said to Rava like this, Mimai Dahai Gambila Bal of Yumas, Lemis is Baal M'kach Lemis is Tashar Do Asa, how do I know? This Pasuk teaches me, in other words, what does the Pasuk say? You kill the ox, and you kill the owner. Okay, so the Gemara learns, there. What do you mean you kill the owner? You don't kill the owner. But it means, just like if the owner would get killed to kill a man, you need 23. So to kill the ox, you also need 23. So Abaye says, maybe the Torah teaches us, Taka, that the owner does get killed. How do you know the Pasuk is just to teach me that for the ox, you need 23? Maybe the Pasuk is teaching me what it means simply. You kill the ox and you kill the owner. He says, Amalei Abaye L'Rava, how do I know the Gamba all of you must? Lemis is from the teachers of just us, like you need 23. Maybe Taket teaches us that you kill the owner. Maybe if a guy allows his axe to kill somebody, maybe Taket kill the owner. So it says, in Cain, if that's the case, Lichtev, Rava answered him, Gamba Olav. What does the Pasuk say? Hashar Yisakel, you stone the axe, and also the owner you kill. Now if the Torah just wants to teach me the owner dies, it should say like this, Hashar Yisakel, V'gamba Olav, stop. You kill the ox and the owner. Why does it say again, Yumas? No, it's an extra word. So therefore it teaches us, okay, that Yumas means that you kill the ox like you would kill the person. So he says like this, Abaye asks Rava back, if the Torah said that, I would think Biskila that you kill the owner like with stoning. Okay? But not by, normally, people get killed with strangulation. Okay? Meaning like this. When the Torah says you must die, When the Torah says die, how do you kill him? There's four capital punishments. Skila, and it's important to know it. Skila, Shreifa, Herek, and Chenek.
Skila. Stam, you want his...
Chenek.
Is it Chenek?
Chenek. Okay. Meaning like this. And it's really, I'm going to explain this concept outside to a whole mission later on in Sanhedrin, but it's relevant for this point. In fact, there's an argument, the order of the four deaths. There's Skila, stoning, which by the way does not mean stoning. You don't line them up against the wall and throw stones at him. No. That's not what you do in Torah. Torah says like this, the Mishnah says later, there's a two-story tower, you throw him off the tower, and then you put a stone on his head. That's stoning. You know, if the guy died, normally they would die after this two-story fall, he would die. If he didn't die, then they threw stones at him to kill him. But stoning basically means you throw him off this two-story tower, the guy dies, and then you put a stone on his head. Okay? With Skila, 1 second. What is Sreifa? Burning. Burning doesn't mean you throw him into a fire like he threw Avram Avinu and Nimrod. It means he drinks hot lead. They heat up lead, and the guy drinks it. And he dies that way. Hereg is a sword. You chop off his head. That's very simple. And chenek is you choke him. Well, choking, you put a thing, rope around his head, and two people pull. That's the way chenek goes. Now, the Mishnah says that's the order: skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek. Which means the most severe capital punishment is skila, then sreifa, then hereg and chenek. That's the order. What relevance is it that if a guy did two crimes, both get capital punishment? Like if somebody kills somebody on Shabbos. Okay, so desecrating Shabbos is skila. Killing, if you kill somebody, I think it's hereg with the sword. So which one do you can't do both. So you do the more severe one. So this is machoikis later on in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, what's the order? But the halacha is skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek. In fact, the Gemara is going to say, one opinion says chenek is chamor, one opinion says chenek is the last. So it says like this, when the Torah says death, and it doesn't say which one, so the halacha is, you go by the least strict. Obviously, when the Torah says kill, and we don't say which one, so normally what do? You go by the least severe, which is chenek, strangulation, which is the least of the group, right? The last of the four. Correct? Now, when the Torah says, v'gamba all of yumas, what do you kill him with? Chenek, strangulation. So the Gemara asked, though, no, if it's teaching us that the owner dies, you should say, Hashar Yisakel, v'gamba olav, stop. That's what Rava answered Abaye. Abaye says he can't say that, because then, if it would say, v'gamba olav, stop, then the owner would also get skila. And the Torah obviously is telling us, you must, he gets chenek, strangulation. So the Torah can't just say, Hashar Yisakel, stone the axe, and the owner, stop. Because then I would give him the wrong death. Okay. So he says, Biskila Thauka Daitoch. I says, and the Mara says, how in the world can you even think to give this guy skila? If an axe kills somebody else, you would kill the owner with stoning? It says, Kotel Eel, if the guy himself kills somebody, he gets a sword. Mamaini Biskila, and if his money damages, he's going to get a more severe punishment. Where it says, come on, that doesn't make sense. If a guy kills another guy, he gets headache, which is number three on the list. And you're going to tell me if his axe kills somebody, he's going to get stoning?
And you were talking about his ox
killings. No, it says, v'gambolov.
Rabbi, wait.
1 minute. So he says like this, v'dilma hayde kos of yumas. The Gemara says, maybe, this that the Torah says yumas, La'akule iluya, to make him more lenient, meaning la'fuke, to take him instead of a sword, he gets chenek. So again, the Gemara is telling you like this. Yumas, maybe, is to teach us, yeah,
when you kill somebody, you get sword. But if your animal kills somebody, then you get chenek, which is the least. Maybe taka goes down a notch. Like this, when you kill somebody, you get killed by sword, which is number three. So the term maybe yumas would mean that if your animal kills somebody, you're going to get number four punishment, not number three.
But that's only if the animal is known to be a goring animal.
No, the first time an animal gores somebody, he gets killed.
Rather than determining the level, is it going by the pain that it causes in a person? The level of death, the
fourth
entity,
like no, it's
exercise. So
we can see right now the Gemara asked, there's an opinion that says chenek is stricter.
There's a dog the on the street and that dog bites someone and that person dies first time.
Kill the dog.
Kill the dog. Not the owner though.
You don't kill the owner here either. The Gemara is going to explain yumas doesn't mean you kill him. Because I can't be responsible to die for my animals doing things.
Right. Okay.
It's not me.
Why does the pasuk say you fell?
Because the Torah says you have to pay kefer. Im kefer yusha solov.
The Rashi says the notification.
No.
It's like eye for an eye.
It's not an eye for an eye.
No, it's the same concept.
The
value of the eye.
Yeah.
Here is more because it's kofer, like you have to be double.
Yeah. So Rashi says like this. If the ox kills somebody, No. The only difference between Sher and Nisko, if it was warned or not, is only about the owner. The animal gets killed. It's about to kill like this.
Yeah. The animal gets killed, but the owner...
It also doesn't get killed. The pun says like this. If an axe scores a person... Regardless. An axe kills a person, soko yisoko a Sher. You stone the axe. Le'yachas b'sari, the axe meat becomes forbidden to benefit from. It's called sher and niskel. You can't, you know, even if some, Sigmar says, if you stone him, how could you eat it?
It's straight.
It's straight. If you stone him. Sigmar answers, he got shechted it before they stoned it. so the meat is also b'ano. Now you can't eat it, you can't even benefit. No, it's also b'ano, yeah. Ubala sher noki. But the owner of the axe is free. What do you mean free? He doesn't get killed. He's not responsible. Why? Because it was the first time. But the ox he killed. Im shar nagachu mitmel shilshim. What happens? The ox is a goring ox and moed. What's called? And then the gambal of yumas. So Rashi says, what is the gambal of yumas from the Gemara that we're going to be learning soon? Rashi said bidei shemayim. I mean, no, but there's in kefir yushas alav. Because it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, Hashem kills you, there's a redemption fee, and then you don't get Misa B'dei Shemayim. But the word Yumas doesn't mean that Bez didn't kill you. Rashi says, here, Yochu B'dei Adam, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, hey, by the way, our Gemara here, Sanhedrin tells us, it's coming up. Instead, the Gemara is talking about this. So Gemara, Rashi says, Yochu B'dei Adam, I would think maybe taka the pasuk means you get killed, like the pasuk simply means the gamba all of yumas. One second, so he says it can't be. Tamad leimar meis yumas hamaker itzeyachu. It says if somebody kills somebody, you kill him because he murdered somebody. So the pasuk teaches us al itzichosei ata heidegeri. You kill him when he kills somebody, because the Torah says you kill him because he's a murderer. Which means, if his animal is a murderer, you don't kill him, physically. Okay, so what does he have to do? He has to pay redemption. So the Gemara basically is going into this whole Gemara now to discuss, how do I know that a Sher Aniskel needs 23 people of Bezin to kill him? Right? So the Gemara says like this. The fact that in the same pasuk, it says, Hashar Yisakel, v'gam ba'olav Yumas, even though Yumas doesn't mean literally killing him, the fact though the Torah is likening the shard to the owner's death, because it does say Yumas, teaches us, just like when a man gets killed, you need a bezdin of 23. So the axe that killed the person, you also need a bezdin of 23. So then the Gemara asks, but maybe not. Maybe the Torah teachings, Abayi said, maybe it teaches us, Taka, that the owner does get killed. Maybe Yumas teaches us the owner gets killed. How do you know to say, Baal of Yumas teaches me that the Shard on this kill gets killed like a man gets killed, but the man doesn't get killed here? So Gemara says, no, because if that's what it wants to teach us, the Torah could have said, Asher Yisakel, v'gam ba'alav. Stop. The axe gets killed, and the owner. Stop. If that's what the Torah, why does the Torah say Yumas? Yumas teaches us an extra word. The Torah teaches us from the word Yumas that the axe gets killed with a bezin of 23. Again, if you don't need the word for itself, you put it where you do need it. Okay? So then the Gemara says, no, this is the discussion between Abai and Rav over here. So the Gemara says, well, no, maybe not. Maybe if the Torah would say Yumas, it would teach me that you get chenek, strangulation. The axe gets stoned, and you get strangulated. So Gemara says, if a guy kills somebody, he gets it with a sword. So you're going to tell me this guy's going to get skila if the Torah didn't write the word Yumas? Even without the word Yumas, there's no way that the owner is going to get killed by skila. Because if you kill somebody, you don't get skila. You get headache. So if your axe kills somebody, you're going to get skila. So he says, maybe it makes it easier, meaning like this, that when you kill somebody, you get sayif, killed with a headache, with a sword. If your animal kills somebody, then it's chenek, less. So Gemara says, Gemara's going to ask now, that's only good according to the opinion that says headache is stricter than strangulation. So if you kill somebody, you get headache. If your animal kills somebody, you get chenek. But if you hold chenek is stricter than headache, then what are you going to do? Again, it comes out your animal. You get, so that's what it says. Hey, nichla mandi yomer chenek chomut. That's only according to the opinion that says Rava's opinion is only understood if you hold chenek is stricter. Therefore, it says that if you kill somebody, you get killed by sword. And if your animal kills somebody, you get. But el leman diyamer chenekal. But if you're going to tell me chenek like the halacha is, chenek is the least of the strict. Ma'ikal ameimer. What Abai is asking a very good question. Maybe it means you go less. Not by the animal, you go less.
How do you mishal it for life?
Huh?
How do you mishal if my ox has from killed someone? How many?
So the Gemara says, it's a whole machlekes over here in Mashi from the Gemara, but we'll see. So the Gemara says, Leisalka Daito. That doesn't make sense. Because it says, Imkefe Yusha Salaf. If the ransom is put on the axe's owner, okay, that means you have to pay a ransom, yeah? He says, Isalka Daito Baka. What does the Torah say? The Torah says like this. The Gemara is really back to the original question of the Gemara. Because the ups and downs of questions and answers, maybe the pasuk means that the owner gets killed. Maybe it means the owner gets killed by Bezdin. So the Gemara says that can't be. Because in the next pasuk it says he has to pay redemption fee. In Kefi Yusha Salaf. There's another pasuk in Chumash that says somebody that kills somebody, you can't take ransom to get out of getting killed.
Yeah, but it's an animal killing.
Huh?
Not him, this is animal.
That's no, yeah, but so what? The Torah says, Leisikhu kefer l'reteach, l'nefesh reteach. The Torah later on in Chumash says, if somebody has to get killed by Bezdin, you can never take ransom. You can't ransom him off death. A guy can't say, okay, I'll give you $1 million, let me off the hook. You can't. Now, if you're telling me that here the owner physically gets killed by Bezdin,
unless
How could the Pasuk next say, take his ransom fee for him, if the Torah says clearly you're never allowed to take a ransom fee? Which means that he doesn't get killed. That's why you could take ransom. Because he only gets killed bidei shemayim. Because only, like Rashi says, bidei shemayim, he's supposed to get killed. So then you could take ransom for him.
Isn't there an expression that the Torah uses when it's a chiyuv of death through beis din or bidei shemayim?
It's halacha mesh mesina. Which one's which? Doesn't not it's necessarily. You see over here, yumas. Yumas means bidei shemayim.
Is not redundancy?
Huh?
The word yumas.
No.
Not being killed.
No, but now it's teaching us something. That just like when a man dies, he gets killed by 23. This axe that killed a person also gets killed by 23. That's what the Gemara is learning out. The Mishnah says the axe that gores gets killed by 23. The Gemara is finding a source for it. The source is the word yumas.
Mm-hmm. Who collects the ransom money?
Bezdin.
Bezdin. Heirs.
No, I think it's Bezdin.
It's not the family of the guy who got.
I don't know.
The idea of an extra word or an extra letter teaching you something. Like I, in general, not just in this case, but the situation, it doesn't necessarily have to do with what it teaches, right? Like the word yumat, you don't. I know it's an extra word. It teaches me something extra, but what that extra is, it could be anything. And the fact that we're saying it's to teach you 23 is just.
It can't be anything in the world. There has to be something connected, and that's
something connected.
That's b'shtayshes. That's halacha meshemesinai. How to learn these things.
Like if I were to just meet without having knowing the tradition, I would see this extra word. I would say, okay, it's teaching me something extra.
If the word yumas here means get killed, yeah, you can't see it means if somebody jumps off the roof, they get killed. I mean, it has to be something relevant. The fact that you need to learn something for this pasuk itself, the extra word yumas, that takes us out of the literal translation, and teaches us a din for this pasuk itself. Because what does it say? Asher yisakel, the gambol of yumas, right? Now the axe gets stoned. How many people in a bezdin do you need to kill him, to kill the axe? So the Gemara says there's an extra word in the pasuk called yumas, which cannot mean literal. Correct. So therefore, what does it teach us? That just like when a person gets killed, it's 23. So at the beginning of the pasuk, when it says a show yisakel, you need a bezin of 23.
Sometimes it says like an extra vav or an extra ed.
That's the way Allah Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah how to do it. But
I remember Rashi said that if an animal gores someone, they notify the owner, and then if the animal gores again,
no,
it's a Rashi.
No. It's a pasuk. No.
No.
Sakel yisakel asher. He killed the ad. The bal asher naki, the owner is free, because it only happened once. Then the pasuk says, if he did it a few times and you warned the owner, and he didn't listen. Then,
that's it.
But all of you must.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but in both cases, the axe gets killed.
Of course.
You have to do it again for it to get killed, Rabbi.
The owner, the ransom that the owner pays.
The ransom is only if the animal did it a few times. But right. The axe of Skila, the axe that gets stoned, is a bezin of 23 even the first time. No, this not.
Didn't we learn that we don't kill anybody from deriving from Gezer Shava or
Gezer Shava Yidu? Kavuchemenat. Gezer Shava Yidu.
There is a name for a gore that.
In Seikle Menadin. In Ancient Menadin.
Rabbi, there is an expression about an animal that gores again and again.
Muad is called.
What?
Muad.
Muad.
Okay.
So that means that they don't always kill him the first time. They always, they, he has to become a mu'at to kill him.
Not to kill the person.
One minute. So the Gemara asks again, no, maybe just the opposite. What was the last thing the Gemara said? It says you can't. Because you can't say it means killing him. It can't mean killing him. Because if you want to kill him, how could you take ransom if the Torah says when a guy kills somebody, he can't take ransom? So the Gemara is going to answer now, no, there's a big difference. Maybe if a guy kills somebody, then you can't take ransom. But maybe if his animal kills somebody, granted he's supposed to get killed, but he can ransom himself. Maybe that's what it means. But if no ransom, maybe he does get killed. That's what Gemara said. Adrab, mishum hi gufa. That itself teaches us. Katal ihu, that if a guy himself kills somebody, it's not enough for him to pay ransom. El b'ktali, he has to get killed. But katal shayna, maybe if his axe kills somebody, granted, he's supposed to get killed, but maybe lifrik nafshe b'mameina, maybe he could redeem himself with money. So again, we're going back to the original question. Maybe Yumas teaches us the guy gets killed. How do we know we need a bezin of 23? So Gemara says, Ala mechiski like this. V'chein tanid v'chiski, so the yeshiv v'chiski learned. Amakra is another pasuk. Meis Yumas makar etzeichu. The guy that kills somebody should be put to death. Sure. He says, out it sees Chose on his killing at the Horgi, you kill him. Because the Torah says, if somebody kills somebody, you kill him. Yeah? So the Torah says, if somebody kills somebody, you kill. Meaning, when he kills somebody, you kill him. But if his animal kills somebody, you don't. And you don't kill him for the animal's death. Meaning like this. The whole point over here is, and to cap, summarize the Gemara in one sentence, it's like this. If Yumas means literally, you kill the owner, then you don't know about the shard of 23. Okay? But if Yumas doesn't mean the owner gets killed, he doesn't get killed, then Yumas is extra. It teaches us that the axe get killed with the bezin of 23. So the Gemara says, though, how do you know that the owner doesn't get killed? That was a bias question to Rava. Maybe the owner gets killed. And the Gemara answered one thing, and maybe Kofir. Finally, the Gemara answers a very simple answer. You can only get killed if you kill somebody, the Torah says. If your money kills somebody, you don't get killed. That's it. As we learn out from another pasuk. The Torah says, you kill somebody, you get killed. Your animal kills somebody, your property kills somebody, you don't get killed. Okay? Therefore, Yumas cannot mean that the owner gets killed. Therefore, what does Yumas teach us? That just like the a person, when he gets killed, needs 23, the axe that gets killed also needs a bezin of 23.
The goys in Eretz Israel in those days, they would bring them into the Beit Din also?
Yeah.
And these laws
apply to them also?
Apply to them?
Yeah.
So they had to learn these laws too.
If you live in America, you have to learn American laws. Okay. You can't say, I went through a red light because I come from China. In China, they don't have red lights. I mean, you can't say that.
Okay. Now, second question is, what is the difference between killing an ox with a stone or with a sword?
You kill or the shoot
ox,
it.
Or shoot, yeah. Why do you want to stone the ox? And how do you stone
it? I'll ask you a different. I'm a Jew. I answer the question. What's the difference how you kill the guy?
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, but
what's the difference?
The person is
he's dead.
The person, yeah. As you mentioned, you know, there are four ways of killing him.
I said, so who cares?
But method of killing for animals is different.
The Torah here says he gets skila.
Probably it's very hard to take the ox into the roof of the second floor. Yeah?
They put it with a crane. They put it with a crane. I don't know if they killed this. I don't know if they stoned the ox the same way, maybe. But Pashas, I will see later in later. The Torah says, it's a cause. There's no reason for it.
So that was the only way killing an animal, stoning.
Yep.
One yeah. method of killing.
Yeah.
So we don't have a stone in
life. And just one more point I want to mention. Rashi also, in Chumash also quotes from the Gemara, if you think about it, an animal has free choice. What? Like, what? Or an animal sodomizes somebody, like we're learning before in the Gemara, yeah? If somebody has free choice, he can kill. How did he kill an animal? An animal has no free choice. When an animal gores somebody, it's no free choice. That you're punishing for. So the Gemara said, Rashi quotes it in Chumash. The reason why you kill the animal is because something bad happened to a person because of the animal. The animal gets killed.
I thought they killed the animals so the other animals will learn a lesson.
Yeah, right.
Well, Sibylla kills animal too. If an animal kills somebody.
Yeah. But there's no lethal injection, by the way, method of killing somebody in Torah. There's no lethal injection. It's one of the four ways, and that's it.
Isn't giving the bread to the guy until... No. Is it later in the Gemara Sanhedrin?
They numb him.
No, they give a bar.
So he's stomach.
No, that's times when we know a person committed a crime. We know he did it, but there's no witnesses and there was no warning. Oh. So then, Beis Din kills him indirectly. Beis Din knew the guy did it. It's a known fact. The guy did it, but you can't legally kill him because there was no warning and no edim or whatever. But you know the guy did it. So then they would give him food, the barley, and the stomach expands. And then,
O.J. Simpson.
He plopped, yeah. Like O.J. Simpson and Beis Din wouldn't get away with it. Well, Bechlal, there was no warning. I mean, forget that whole issue. There's a big debate in contemporary halacha if, according to Jewish law, capital punishment should exist today. There's articles written on it in halachic books.
No even if you have Sanhedrin?
There's no Sanhedrin.
No,
but according to Jewish law, according to Torah, should the secular system have a capital punishment? Not for Jews. What's the concept of capital punishment in the secular world? I know in contemporary halachic issues, Rabbi Bleich has a whole 30 pages on this issue of capital punishment.
Wow.
Because Rambam, when Rambam writes about how you kill a guy, it's one witness is enough to kill a guy. In time of Beis Din.
But they have to warn the witness has to warn as well?
I think it says, one second. Ben Neich Shavet Alachas Mishavim Mitzvah Seilu. Any Rambam is in Hilchos Melachim, yeah? When he speaks about the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Nech. He says, Beis Din has to set, one of the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Nech is for Beis Din to set court. To judge in the other six, the seven laws of Bnei Nech, right? Mm-hmm. One of them is to set up a court to deal with the other issues. Okay. So it says, a guy that transgressed one of his seven mitzvahs, he gets killed with scythe, with a sword. Headache. Okay? Then, and what's the source of this?
Sanhedrin
Nunvav. Kol Amiso Amor B'nei Nech En El B'Sayif. Okay? And the Gemara learns out, from a pasuk. Okay. Then it says, the Rambam writes, M'nei Zeh Nischai V'Kol Ba'al Shechem Hariga. That's why Shimon HaLevi had a right halachically to kill the whole city of Shechem. Why? Shari Shechem Gazal, Shechem stole,
and they saw it. In other words, he kidnapped her. Right? He kidnapped. Okay. So, and they didn't judge him. Okay. So therefore, there. Now he says like this. Ben Noach Neherag Be'ed Echod. One witness. Dayan Echod. One judge. B'loy Hasra. No warning needed. Val Pi Kraven. Relatives could be a witness in a Goyish court, whether the witness or the judge. Avalei be'edus isha, but not with the testimony of a woman. That means, for a Jew to kill a Goy, one witness is enough. It could be relatives, unlike by Jews, relatives are not kosher. But it can be a woman. And a woman can be a judge. By the way, le'sodan isha lahem, a woman is not allowed to be a judge. So according to Torah, it's forbidden to have, in the secular system, a woman judge.
So you can't have capital punishment then, because woman judges, woman witnesses, woman jurors.
Supreme but if court. You have a male Eid Echad?
The Supreme Court?
But you need one judge. You could take a male judge.
I know, but they set up the laws. Once they set up the laws by a woman, it's no good.
Well, whatever. What?
What's the stand of the halacha on capital punishment? You were saying before?
I said different opinions in contemporary halacha. Whether it applies today or not.
Why was Devorah allowed to be a judge? It's just a gazette. It was one time which was allowed.
So Taisus asked the question. Taisus in different places. One answer, Taisus says she didn't judge. Oh. Even though it says she shefetes, it wasn't the judge. Another answer, Taisus says it was Api Hashem is an exceptional case.
She was exceptional.
Yeah. But Hashem said so, and that was it.
Rabbi, did you say that if one person hires another to kill a third person, that original person will not get the...
Yeah, he has a responsibility to heaven, but...
But there is no...
Not in Jewish law.
You said if he abuses his property to...
If I tell you kill him, and you kill him, yeah, and then... except according to Shammai. Shammai's only opinion
if
says
pay
that.
Him, if you pay him.
It doesn't matter if you pay him or not. If I say go kill him and you kill him, I am off the hook in legal system. I mean, between me and God, I got an issue because something happened through me. But the courts kill you instead of me. Because I have a very simple thing. Shammai says, no, I get killed also. Yeshlich v'dvar aveira. In Kedushin, we learned that. But the halacha is not like Shammai, not Beis Shammai, Shammai himself. The halacha is Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveda. And the words, two things, either they learn it out from Psukim, or there's another logic. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishemin. Your Rebbe tells you one thing, a student tells you something else. Who are you supposed to listen to? God said to you, don't kill. I'm telling you, kill. Who are you supposed to... I could say to you, listen. I didn't tell you to listen to me. God told you don't kill. I told you to kill. So it's your fault. Who should you listen to? Me or God? So that's why I'm off the hook. But it says Bidei Shemayim, you know, in them the court there's something on me for this.
Was the war also an idea?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But
yeah.
Well, if you tell a goy, doesn't matter if it's a Jew or a boy.
No.
Rabbi, may I ask, what is your sentiment about capital punishment?